From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. They say nearly 48 people were killed in recent airstrikes. South Korea says a high-ranking North Korean military officer defected to the South last year. The announcement was made Monday in Seoul by the South's Ministries of Defense and Unification. The unidentified officer is a colonel who worked in North Korea's General Reconnaissance Bureau, making him the highest-ranking officer ever to defect from the regime. UN envoy for Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed Monday welcomed the cessation of hostilities that halted more than a year of fighting in Yemen. A truce began overnight. The Yemeni government, the Saudi-led coalition that backs it, and the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in late 2014 are all pledging to abide by the truce. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not engage in the waterboarding of suspects even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., the CIA used a program of harsh interrogation aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them amounted to torture. This is VOA News. John Kerry described himself as deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on it at the end of World War II.
But the reason we came here was not to be stuck in the past. We came here and drew from the experience of touring in this museum how critical it is that we all apply the lessons of the past to the future and the present.
Kerry commented at the end of a two-day meeting with other group of seven foreign ministers that included a tour of the World War II memorial to those killed in the Hiroshima attack. British Prime Minister David Cameron has derided what he said are deeply hurtful and profoundly untrue allegations against his deceased father, whose name had appeared in the leaked Panama Papers. The leaks revealed the late Ian Cameron's offshore investments. The Prime Minister defended the accounts, saying they were entirely standard practice and not set up to avoid taxes.
Mr. Speaker, I accept all of the criticisms for not responding more quickly to these issues last week. But as I've said, I was angry about the way my father's memory was being traduced. I know he was a hard-working man and a wonderful dad, and I'm proud of everything he did to build a business and provide for his family.
Ian Cameron's name is among the long list of the rich and powerful in the more than 11 million documents leaked from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. One of the biggest U.S. investment banks, Goldman Sachs, agreed Monday to pay the government $5 billion in penalties for selling financially questionable mortgage-backed securities leading up to the country's financial crisis in 2008. The company admitted it did not share with investors certain troubling information about the loans. U.S. President Barack Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Libya has been in chaos ever since Gaddafi was ousted. Mr. Obama reflected on the highs and lows of his two terms in the White House in an interview with Fox News. He said his biggest accomplishment during his seven-plus years in office was saving the economy from a Great Depression in 2008 and 2009. A new survey released Monday shows more Americans would definitely vote for or consider voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than for any other candidate running for president. The Associated Press GFK poll says 21% of those polled said they would definitely vote for Sanders, 14% they would consider it. Hillary Clinton, who leads Sanders in the Democratic race, ranked second with a combined 50%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.